Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there. Amen. Praise the Lord in radio land. This is Johnson Lee and Luella coming to you one more time, one more time. It's a blessing and a privilege to come to you through KAYT88.1, Alexandria, Louisiana. Thank you, Jesus. We're so glad to be here. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Bless all the sick, shirt in, nursing home, hospital, carrying from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. All the backsliders, the drug addicts, the prostitutes.
Yes,
give them all a mind to be saved. All our children, grandchildren, loved ones, give them all a mind to be saved. All the saints' children, a mind to be saved. We crying out for soul, one by one, name
yes,
by
yes,
name.
Yes.
Don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you.
Uh-huh. Pray, baby.
Name. Thank God for the word. Thank God for my husband.
Well, we thank God for that prayer coming from my wife. We so good to be here. Praise the Lord on this beautiful day. All right, now, and we'd like to special thank our Mr. Wade Hampton. Hallelujah for taking time out to hallelujah, recording this for us in the name of Jesus. All right, the message is this morning is beginning of sorrow.
I said we
are in the beginning of sorrow. Now, I'm going to say this. A lot of times, you don't really need to read the Bible to find out that we are in the last day with all so much happening. All the killing and the warring and the raping and all, some of everything happened on this world. See, the Bible is being fulfilled.
Amen.
And Jesus said, praise the Lord, Jesus said that we are in beginning of sorrow. That's why it's chaos. That's why some of everything going down, praise the Lord. Preachers have left the pulpit. They're not preaching according to God's word. They done turned God house into a merchandise. Praise the Lord. They buying, they selling, they doing some of everything in God's house. Good God Almighty. And God's house is for one reason, to praise him. Not no baby shower. Had not no tea party. To praise him. Not no birthday, but to praise him. We are supposed to come together and give him the praise. But they done turned God's house. That's why Jesus took that whip and went into the church and whooped them out and told them, said, this is the house of prayer, and you have made it a den of thieves. Why? Because they selling and buying. Good God Almighty. My mind goes back when they had these big conventions, hallelujah, different in different parts of the world, and they come together about 1,000. Thank you, Jesus. And on the outside, they got all these adventure selling and buying. Hallelujah.
Praise
and it's supposed to be in there preaching. They done turned into a mall. They done took away the praise. They done took away the affection. They done took away the worship. They done took away the spirit. Walk with the Lord. They worldly mind. Hallelujah. Paul said, they hallelujah, to be carnal minded, deaf. They worldly mind. They got the mind on the world. Everything going down, and they put God on the back now, and he's angry. He's angry with the wicked every day. So, yeah, we are in the beginning of sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. We ain't saved nowhere. They killing us. And I never forget, they took prayer out of school some years ago, and they've been shooting and killing in these schools ever since. Ain't that a shame how they took the word of God? When I was going to school, we used to say the Lord's Prayer. We used to say, hallelujah, 23rd Psalm. We used to do the 100 Psalms. Good God Almighty. But they don't do that no more. They done took God out of the school. And when you took God out of anything, the devil come in. Four folds, the devil come in, had like a rushing mighty wind. The devil come in, destruction. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we in the last day. Oh, preacher, let me serve notice on you, brother. Oh, pastors, evangelism, oh, prophets, oh, teacher, let me serve notice on you. You done took down. Remember, Lot's wife looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. And Lord was telling me this morning, a lot of church folks, a lot of preachers have looked back. They hear no word. That's why John said, good God Almighty, love the world. Neither the thing that in the world. Any man love the world, the word of the Father is not in them. You don't love the world, Lord. You're going on these altars, had all these different kind of festivals, cruising over him and cruising over there. God is not in him.
Good God Almighty,
you're 11. And he said, draw nigh to me, I draw nigh to you, but you don't do it. Thank you, Jesus. I shot now. So we are in the beginning of sorrow. Yeah, they're hurting. Mother's hurting them because the child got killed. Father's hurting because the woman done walking off and left him. Thank you, Jesus. They hurting the jobs. They hurting them. They talking about this and that. They hurting. They in the beginning of sorrow. All you got to do, come to Jesus. Repent of your sins. Get baptized in the name of Jesus. And get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
With the evidence of speaking with tongue. Then you be ready. I'm here to tell you, Jesus soon to come. He's on the way back. Look at the sign. You can see the signs in the weather. Even the birds don't know what they do. Shot tot now. It's too hot in the summertime. Had a little cold in the wintertime. Shot tot now. What you saying, preacher? God soon to come.
Amen.
God has getting ready to come back and get the people. Oh, sanctified folks, I admonish you that are holy, stay holy. That are sanctified, stay sanctified. Got shot time now. Walking upright, keep on walking upright. If you're perfect, stay perfect. If you're unclean, hallelujah. Got God in mind, stay. Hallelujah. If you're unclean, you need to get cleaner. Thank you, Jesus. Hit it, baby, hit it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
It's time to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence speaking in tongues.
Yes.
Walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. He's the holy God. Tell my people I'm coming.
Yes, Lord.
Tell them, take on my name, get baptized in my name, because he died for you.
Yes.
Waiting with his arm wide open. Say, come, my people. He loves you. We love you. Crying out for your soul.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, get saved. That's not hard. That's the best thing ever happened. When I got saved, baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm running for my life, and I ain't got tired yet, I'm going to keep on running till Jesus comes.
Uh-huh.
Women, stop cutting your hair. Take off that makeup. Take off that lipstick. Stop doing everything not like God.
Jesus.
Cover up your bosom.
Yes, Lord.
Put on a slip. Cover up your feet.
Preacher.
Look like a holy woman.
Preacher.
I'm talking to the women. It's time to be holy. Jesus said, be holy. I know how to dress holy. I know how to cover up myself. I know how to dress holy because I love Jesus and I'm going to do everything that the word say. I love him. I love him. I appreciate him. And I'm going to take down for him because I love him more and more every day. I tell the Lord, my soul say yes to the word, yes to the will. My soul say yes, Lord, I preach your word. My soul say yes, Lord. Yes to your will.
Yes,
yes to your way. My soul
say
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Say, let your soul
hallelujah,
say yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're in the beginning of sorrow.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 24. If that's what we hear, we in the book of Matthew, y'all. 24th chapter. We over in Revelation. We in the church of the Laodicea. We in the last days. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 24:4 said, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. They're being deceived.
Amen.
By the preachers. They're being deceived by the prophets. They're being deceived by these mega ministers. They're being deceived. All these people are saying that God sent them. God didn't send them. And the fifth verse said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. and shall deceive men. They took a shot now. Amen. Men of shot shot now. Being deceived. Lying dogs. Lying preachers. Lying prophets. I just said in the 56th chapter of Isaiah, read it, 10, 11, 12, boy. Read it. Hot dot now. Call them dumb dogs. They greedy dogs. All they want is money and honey. Cut shot now. Shot
that up. Keep cut now.
They won't preach what the word says. They got their own doctrine. Paul told them in Romans, they don't establish their own righteousness. They ain't preaching holiness no more. They're not preaching sanctification no more. They're not calling coming against homosexual, a lesbian, a covetism, a lying, and stealing, a hot shot now. They're not coming against gambling and talking them and talking too much. They're not coming against a falsehood. Thank you, Jesus. Look at them. And you shall hear war and rumors of war. Y'all know we in wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. Don't be troubled, for all these are come to pass. But the end is not yet. Thank that 7th verse. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine, hunger, and pestilence, and earthquake, and divers places. Look at mudslides, floods, killing, storms, had violent winds, homicide, had hurricane, rape, hallelujah, kidnapped, tornadoes, policemen killing, false Christians, hallelujah, false prophets, false teachers, and then Jesus said in Matthew 28:8, these are the beginning of sorrow. Yes, we're in the beginning of sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. I shout now. Thank you, Jesus. We got to run like never before. Amen. We got to pray like never before. We got to fast like never fast before. Lord, just showing me this morning before I left these churches, they need to close the doors and get on the street and preach Jesus. They need to shut these doors down in this beautiful building and quit playing around. Hit the street. Tell them Jesus soon to come. Tell them we're in the last days. Tell them you can live for Jesus. Tell them Jesus love you. A lot of these people don't even know that Jesus love them. Tell them he died on the cross for all of us. Man. Tell them you got to change. Like the old preacher used to say years ago, why the blood still running warm in your body? You got to change. Quit playing. Quit fighting. Thank you, Jesus. God put it. God told me he's snatching the cover off a lot of these preachers. A lot of these mega ministers, they're coming down. They're dealing with witchcraft. Thank you, Jesus. All kind of old all kind of idolatry they dealing with. Kashat now, they got the people bewitched, just like Solomon had the whole city of Samaria bewitched in the 8th chapter of Acts. And then God sent Philip down there and preached Jesus. And the Bible said, as he preached, an unclean spirit. Ow! Good God Almighty, unclean spirit. Can I holler again, Luella? Ow! Good God Almighty, unclean spirit came out of many that were possessed with them. Thank you, dear. Oh, thank you. Praise. Let me tell you, he preached so good and preached so profound, and that power was so good, the witch man got baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty, we are in a day of sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. And still, the saints getting ready. They're getting ready to go cruising. They're getting ready to get on the bus. Hallelujah. And go get on the beach half naked. What a shame. Women, church mothers out there on the beach half naked, showing their body. Shot tatna. What a shame. Eat cut not no. Eat cut not a bullshit. We ought to be getting ready to meet Jesus. Ought to be revived like never before. We need a revival like they did in Acts 8. We need a revival. Halla shot now. Like they had in 5th chapter of Acts. We need a revival like they had in the 10th chapter of Acts when Peter went to Cornelius' house and preached Jesus. I shot the whole house, heard the word. The whole house got filled with the Holy Ghost. Then Peter asked the question, can any forbid water? Seeing these have received the Holy Ghost as well as us, and they all got baptized. Ow! Good God, in the name of Jesus, we are in the beginning of sorrow. I shot, run to Jesus. Come on, y'all.